right there. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. Boy George Michael Jackson Brown. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at rickemerson.com. Rick, I heard that Sarah's going to a combined celebrity costume party. Have you considered the most obvious choice, which is either Scotty J. Edgar Hoover or Scotty J.J. Walker? Scotty J.J. Walker is fantastic. I believe that I might go as that. I don't even know what I'm doing for Halloween. I'm probably just sitting around the house being lame. Doesn't matter. I'm going to dress as Scotty J.J. Walker. That's fantastic. Well done, my friends. Oh, here we go. I didn't realize this. Did you know that Josh Jackson is from Battleground? Yes, that Battleground, says Pat.
We have to talk to Scott Deli so you can stop. Like, I want to know that it's set in stone before I get really super excited.
Just a bit of info on Sarah's excitement over Joshua Jackson. He is from Battleground, Washington. Yes, that Battleground, Washington. Thought you would like to know, says Pat. All right, there you go. Well, I hold here in my hand the email about Josh Jackson. Why am I having trouble saying it? I'm mushmouth today. Yeah, it's not a food thing either. I haven't eaten. I don't know what it is. It's, I got some sort of a, my mouth isn't working properly. Let's see. Rick, I sent you a voicemail. Oh, yeah, that's right. He called me about this on my phone, too, and I just deleted it without even listening. He's like, would you like to book Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek? Delete.
How long ago?
Like yesterday. Are you interested in having Joshua Jackson in studio?
Yeah.
I'm reading the email.
Sorry.
I will not be able to take part as I will be in Roseburg, says Scott Daly, but I can still get him to you if you are interested. Let me know ASAP so I can contact Ginger, says Scott. The email from Ginger is as follows. Scott, hope all is well. I'm trying to get a jump start on some upcoming tours. I have Joshua Jackson in Portland on. Oh, this would be next Wednesday. No, not next Wednesday. This would be 2 weeks from tomorrow. Wednesday, November 8th, on behalf of the film Bobby, and I would love to have him on your show. Let me know if you're interested. Below is his bio and a brief summary of the film. In case you don't know, Joshua Jackson's credits include his popular roles as fast-talking Pacey Witter on Dawson's Creek, as well as feature films The Mighty Ducks, Cruel Intentions, Skulls, Urban Legend, and
more. He was in the movie Gossip,
more.
Too.
He was most recently seen in the ABC Family telefilm. What is a telefilm? That's a made-for-TV movie.
Made-for-TV movie.
A telefilm is a made-for-TV movie. Shadows in the Sun. He also starred in London's West End and David Mamet's A Life in Theater. Oh, that's cool, alongside Patrick Stewart. All right, well, there you go. Well, we'll call Scott Daly here in a few. Ladies and gentlemen, let's begin the real reason you are here today. It's your personal savior. Yes, your personal savior, Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well, I'm going to try to make this as exciting as that. It isn't going to be easy.
As Pacey?
He's going to be the most famous number in my phone soon enough.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we'll see what happens.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office identified a man shot to death by a deputy over the weekend after he attacked a young woman in her Tualatin apartment. 19-year-old Jordan Laird Case was identified by a citizen who saw the drawing of his tattoo. Police did not release any further details about Case, who describes himself on his MySpace webpage as a liberal and a hippie.
Okay. And also a guy, what was he doing? Was he trying to kill somebody? What was he doing?
Then he tried to kill a woman, and then he tried to grab a gun out of a police car.
And now he's dead?
Well, they fired beanbag rounds at him, then they tried to taser him.
Was he in her home?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why do you even fire? Okay, if you're in somebody's home, you forfeit the right to have beanbags used first.
Yeah.
Good God. I mean, that's a good. Okay, you know what we forgot to do, though? What was it? Didn't the cops shoot some other guy a couple weeks ago, and it was a great thing all the way around because the guy was asking for it?
Yeah.
And
for the most part, people are asking for it.
Really, let's be honest. Most people who deserve to be dealt with by the police department never are. But yeah, there are any number of people at any given point who are really just asking for a good killing. We forgot to send the cops. I was going to send the police department a fruit basket for that last guy that they killed who had it coming.
And if you have crazy relatives running around, it's not our problem.
No, that's really, I mean, the,
if you're that concerned, keep them at home. Do not let them roam the streets. They will be killed.
It's true.
We cannot take the risk of your relatives.
Can you
care that much? Give them some things to do around the house.
Can you hand me the article?
Oh, sure.
Thank you. I make a note. I have to, let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this looks like a guy who'll kill you. Mm-hmm. Tualatin, Oregon. The Washington, yes. You attach a young woman in her Tualatin apartment. Photo courtesy of MySpace. I bet MySpace loves that.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping
that's
to study
criminals hang around, you
know. Oregon State University next year. Yeah, the woman awoke and found Case standing over her as she lay on her living room couch, according to police. She told investigators she yelled at the man to get out, managed to grab her cell phone, and then ran to her daughter's, her 8-year-old daughter's room. The man followed her in the room and started attacking her. Yeah, they should have killed him slowly.
Mm-hmm.
they didn't kill the guy painfully enough. Oh, God. Yeah, he's trying to grab a rifle from the deputy's car. All right. Well, there you go.
So, I mean, it's enough.
Oh, and he was high on mushrooms, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly he's a future Rhodes Scholar.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the...
Yeah. Wait, if you listen, you can hear the IQ going up just a little bit. All right, thank you. Here you go, it's Tim Riley.
Oh, the guy with the amnesia has been reunited with his fiancée. They don't ask his opinion on how he feels about this. He's from Olympia, Washington, suffering from amnesia upon wandering the streets of Denver. He's been reunited with his loving fiancée in Seattle. Her name is Penny.
Aww. Can I picture what she looks like?
That says it all, ladies and gentlemen.
You have amnesia and you find out your spouse is really ugly.
Is my wife hot at her? Oh, God damn it.
Oh, Penny.
Oh. No, I don't even want to see it. Wait, you got to show it to me. Let me see what Penny looks like.
He's like,
Oh.
Well, I guess this will have to do.
This is my life.
Send by and
still no sign of my memory returning.
Oh, and you work in a rendering factory. There you go.
I don't think anything more needs to be said about this. I'm sure we can all picture what the scenario is.
And you have scoliosis. Okay.
She found you after all that. She found you.
Well, woman like Penny lands a man. She didn't let him go. She holds on with both hands. All right, and teeth. That's fantastic. He tried to go to Denver to get Foy get away from her.
And Canada.
Yeah. Rick, have you considered going as Larry King Kong? Yeah, okay, there you go. Thank you. Let's see. Joshua, here's another one. Josh Jackson is from Battleground, Washington. I have a Captain Kirk coffee mug in my possession, by the way, if you'd like to have it. I get the weirdest emails. Let me get a couple of these here. Let's see. Brandon, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
So I was thinking of Super Dave Navarro.
Super Dave Navarro.
Yeah,
so would that be just like...
You dress up as Dave Navarro and then you throw yourself off a 3-story building.
I was going to say, you just put on a lot of mascara and then somebody drops a piano on your head.
Right. It'd be a real crowd pleaser, too.
Yeah, so. No, it really would. Somebody should just go as a gigantic douchebag and be Dave Navarro. Just a huge... Come on, that's funny. That's like a 2% joke. The people who got it would find it hilarious. What are you? I'm Dave Navarro. And then you're just dressed as a huge douchebag.
That's pretty funny.
Where would you buy a such a costume?
Everybody would get it.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It would be, you know, that's a costume for the people.
All local right. And relatable.
Thank you. Brandon, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get one more here and we'll go back to the news. George, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, is this Rick?
Yes, it is.
Hey, I love you guys, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, this one just came off the top of my head. This wasn't on my list. Have you put Tiny in front of Tim's name?
Tiny Tim Riley.
Tiny Tim Riley. That wasn't a
that is, no, I, wait, are you talking Tiny Tim, the Tiptoe Through the Tulips guy, or Tiny Tim from a Christmas Carol?
Tiny Tim, the ukulele guy.
Tiptoe Through the... Okay, yeah, that's... Yeah.
Anyway, okay, I got James Dean Martin. This is kind of boring.
No, that's okay. That's, anything with Dean Martin is good.
And the other ones are serial killers, which John Wayne Gacy is an obvious one. Which I'm sure is...
John Wayne Gacy, one of my friends is dressing as that.
Oh, okay.
John Wayne. Oh, John
and
Wayne
guess,
Gacy. All right,
Dayton,
yeah, okay.
Dayton Leroy Rogers.
This is you. You know, I want... If we could harness all the brain power that's being spent on this, not that I would do anything.
Off the top of my head in about 5 seconds.
See, our audience has a weird talent for certain things.
Uh-huh.
There are certain weird, useless activities that our audience is really, really good at.
I've been laid off most of summer, and I'm drunk right now.
So, there you go. So, I mean, and even while drunk, you managed to be fantastically creative. So, what are you getting drunk on?
What am I drinking here?
Just whatever you found in the darkness.
Steel Reserve.
What's that?
Most alcoholic freaking...
You're drinking Steel Reserve?
Yeah, 211.
What is Steel Reserve?
It's like a malt liquor.
It's a malt liquor.
Oh, so correct.
It's buddies with old English.
Excellent. Sarah says that's her favorite beverage.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, I love you guys.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, George.
Bye, George.
All right. You
All right.
too.
Attention, advertisers. You too can reach this. That
was my cover letter for the union kit.
The only time I drink 40s is in Bremerton.
Scotty, please be exorbitant. Send that over to Dean. Send it over to our general sales manager. Here you go. All right. Let's see. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley.
Well, there's always...
I sound drunk today. I don't know what it is. I got a weird... You know what it is? It doesn't help that I bit my tongue. Yesterday when I was eating at Tina Yather's bar, I managed... which I was. I bit my tongue, and so I've got a little bit of that going on today as well.
Did you finish the Tina Yothers bar?
I did.
It was delicious.
They're not. I don't think they're as great as you think they are.
No, they're not very filling, but they're really tasty.
You know,
they're better than you think they'd be.
No, yeah. The thin chocolatey one, I don't really care for.
Fake chocolate taste.
The one that's sort of like the larger one that's got like the crispy, like Rice Krispie things out of it, that's not bad. That one I could get with.
Oh, I haven't eaten that yet. Still in my purse.
Yeah, she didn't give me one. Yeah, but it's got things in it.
The things you cannot eat.
Chunks of baby. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, there's always somebody out to ruin a good thing, and tonight somebody's going to try to do it because several picketers outside the Rose Garden will be waving Draft Gore signs as Al Gore appears at the Rose Garden tonight to give his big talk. Some of the people endorsing the Draft Gore movement are in elected office. They include several people we never heard of. Meanwhile,
and we're done. Moving on.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq, we're on to the sound bites now.
Okay, I'm ready here.
Says Iraqi security forces need more time to be able to fully control their situation.
And it's going to take another 12 to 18 months or so till I believe the Iraqi security forces are completely capable of taking over responsibility for their own security. Still probably with some level of support from us, but that will be asked for by the...
Yeah, right now they're just trying to find a place that's not raining poo from the ceiling. So
that's a bit of an uphill General stuff. George Casey apparently is in charge of things. He says Iraqi leaders really have to step up to the plate.
Despite the difficult challenges we face, success in Iraq is possible and can be achieved on a realistic timetable. Iraqi leaders must step up to achieve key political and security milestones on which they have agreed.
All right.
He'll be dead by the time he comes back from the moon. That's the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq. His name is Zalmay Khalilzad.
Khalilzad. Khalilzad sounds like a robot from the 35th century. I am Khalilzad. Kneel before Khalilzad, son of Jor-El. I sound high today.
You do.
I don't know what my problem is today. I feel stoned. I don't know what it is.
You're excited about Joshua Jackson.
That's really what it is. I'm all a Twitter.
There's some type of euphoria.
Yeah. It
can't be described.
I'm high on mushrooms. Let's see. Let's get a couple of these here. This is Harry. Harry, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi there, Rick. How you doing?
What's up, brother?
I got a couple for you.
Okay.
Boy George Bush.
Okay, I think we've had Boy George Bush, actually. I think somebody suggested that. And I was noting that you could use the same proper bowl, which is a big bag of blow. Yeah. No, it's good.
And let's see, we've got Elton John Kerry.
Elton John Kerry's pretty good.
That is.
Somebody suggested another Elton. Let's see, well, there was another Elton John one. Anyway, hold on. There was, let's see, there's, God damn it, where did it go? Olivia Newton, Elton John. Okay, that's actually, now that's a bit of a reach. Olivia Newton, Elton John is a little bit of, they have to kind of jam some things together. That's from Rob. That's actually not so bad. Anything with Elton John is great, because then the costume just makes itself.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Especially with a pair of sunglasses.
Yes, fantastic. All right.
And I got one more for you, and that's Buddy Holly Hunter.
That's great. I don't even really know how you would indicate Holly Hunter. Can I just tell you, am I the only one that thinks that Holly Hunter is hot, hot, hot?
Oh, no.
Really? Well, she's not traditionally, she's not ugly. She's not a traditionally
really
beautiful woman. She's kind of, she's cute, though.
She's
that's
plain
her thing.
Jane cute.
That's what I mean. Kind of like Deborah Winger. Like, I bet not so much now, because she's all, she's wrinkly and embittered. But Deborah Winger was really hot back in the day, like in the Leap of Faith era. She was really hot. Buddy Holly Hunter. That's good. They're right there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, there you go. Buddy Holly Hunter. I just love him so much. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, in our effort to help Iraqis, we killed 4 firefighters in Baghdad by mistake. Here's what happened. A report went out that some terrorists hijacked a fire truck. So it passed by the U.S. troops, and someone said, open fire. Oh, no, not that fire truck.
Oh, okay.
They're on their way to put out another...
I said a Bud Light.
It won't happen again.
Yeah. Sort of a kooky misadventure in the firefighting. Is that another photo of Christina Aguilera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that new?
I think so.
All right. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
All right, I've got some celebrity crossbreeds here for you. I wrote 2 more while I was on hold. I've got...
This race, somebody
Al
keeping
Gore.
Up Weird Al Gore. That's genius.
That is brilliant.
Weird Al Gore is fantastic. Is somebody keeping a master list of these somewhere? I mean, there really is. Scotty, are we keeping? Are we writing these down? These really are fantastic. Weird Al Gore is one of the best ones we've heard. Weird Al Gore. Scotty, writing down, no, too much work.
John Kerry Fisher.
John Kerry Fisher. Okay.
All right. Conan O'Brien O'Halloran.
Okay, that's really... Conan O'Brien O'Halloran, Brian O'Halloran played Dante in Clerks. So you're getting into the true geek territory there, okay?
All right, I got these last two. Paul McCartney Love.
Okay, and?
And to close, John Rice, Davy Nipples.
Now that's genius. John Rice, Davy Nipples. Weird Al Gore is the best. Weird Al Gore is... I will be amazed if somebody doesn't do that. All right, well done. Thank you, Kevin.
All right,
there you go. That's Kevin right there. All right. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Well, Tony Stone wants it to be known that they will no longer be using the phrase stay the course when describing the Iraq War, and he describes why.
Because the idea of stay the course is you've done one thing, you kick back and wait for it. And this has always been a dynamic policy that is aimed at moving forward at all times on a number of fronts, and that would include the international diplomatic front.
All right. Well, we asked, what's his name? We asked Bob Costantini about that. And it's just one of those things that there's nothing to work with there because I'm unclear what that even means.
The president says ignore all the things you just heard. Let's concentrate on the economy. Did you know you're better off now than ever?
His health care costs are still high, but his gasoline prices are low, lower. And when you couple all that with the tax cuts, he's got more money in his pocket.
Who? The average middle class worker is earning more money than ever.
The person whose wages weren't going up quite as strongly as we had hoped, and his health care costs were going up, and the price of gasoline was high. Now, the same fellow's wages have gone up in real terms.
Who is the same fellow he's talking about?
The middle-class man.
Anybody?
It's you and me.
Johnny American, who lives at 123 to any town USA?
Maple Avenue.
Okay. Let's break here. We'll come back. We have... I would thought that we would have exhausted these celebrity combinations by now, but
no.
We have not yet begun. We have not yet begun to beat this dead horse. We have more of this. We come back later on. I'll do this creepy. Have you read this O.J. Simpson thing? This story about O.J. Simpson.
I know O.J. Simpson.
Man,
Fred Goldman.
I usually do, but boy, this story is just—it's so off the charts, creepy and weird. Anyway, and we'll call Scott Daly later on, too. We'll book, what's his name, Joshua Jackson. Come on later on. 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson radio program. You stay right there. Genius.
Sarah and Josh forever.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. Hey,
Forever.
Go back to. Can you show me his picture again? This is Joshua Jackson. It's just Joshua Jackson. I'm having trouble saying today.
Joshua Jackson.
I don't understand how it is that you find this guy hot, Joshua Jackson, from Dawson's Creek, and yet you don't find George Clooney attractive.
I find George Clooney attractive.
I thought you were. I thought it was you that didn't. I thought you were. Maybe that was Jen Lane. It was somebody. Somebody associated with this program was saying that they didn't find George Clooney to be all that.
Oh, no, he's attractive.
All right, I was going to say, because, I mean, seriously, if I could look, Tony, right now, if I could look like any male celebrity that was not Johnny Depp, it would be George Clooney. George Clooney's a real strong second there. I mean, Johnny Depp is a good number. If I could just spend a week looking like any guy, Johnny Depp is first, but then George Clooney, because that's, yeah, he's a good-looking guy. But that Joshua Jackson guy, he could play a young George Clooney.
Oh, he is looking better.
Is he, though?
No, seriously, he went through, his entire awkward stage on Dawson's Creek.
What if we bring him into the studio and you're just so agog with lust for him that you're unable to speak?
I don't know. I'm getting nervous already.
Yeah, well, I haven't even booked it yet, sister, so don't get all...
Okay, well, we need to call Scott and book that.
Would Nate let you make out with him?
I don't know. We should ask.
You should just do it anyway. I mean, just do it now. I mean, he'd have to be...
Yeah, better ask forgiveness and permission,
seriously,
right?
What's he going to do, dump you? I don't think so. I mean,
it's Joshua Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, what kind of a...
Dawson's Creek.
I mean, seriously, no one would have any sympathy for him anyway. Dump that bitch. Well, why? Well, she was making out with a dude from Dawson's Creek. Well, hello. I mean,
from Dawson's Creek.
Why would you not make out with a guy from Dawson's Creek?
Gosh, we are a star-studded program. First Tina Yothers, Joshua Jackson.
Fantastic. Too bad we missed our chance with Jane Wyatt. All right, let's... is this Gary Baumgarten? All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for being so out of it today. You know what it is? I had an especially large number of carbs before the show today, so I feel I may be suffering from carb days or something. carb days, which are like lentil days in Pullman. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, he's gone. And now he's gone. Wait, hold on. Yeah, gone. I don't know what just happened there. I just went to pick up Gary Baumgarten.
And now he's gone.
I didn't. I went to pick him up and he was gone. Scotty J, can you please now to be figuring out what's up with Gary Baumgarten? In the meantime, let me get a couple of these. Let's see. David. Was he on a cell phone? He might have just died. We'll drag it out.
Hello?
David. Hello. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Scotty, four quick ones. Andy Dick Cheney.
Andy Dick Cheney is good. It just requires like you to have a gun and to be licking people.
Also, Boy George Clooney.
Boy George, a staggering number of these have involved either George Michael or Boy George. So Boy George Clooney is good. All right.
Sarah Dillon Thomas.
Sarah Dillon Thomas. Just be drunk. Just be drunk, baby. You cover all your angles there. All right. And your last one?
I'm reaching with this one. It's Rick Taylor Dane.
Okay. No. We're just going to say, we'll just pretend that you ended with Sarah Dillon Thomas.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. There you go. Is this Gary? Is he back? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
I love New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City. I love New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City.
Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from the city that never sleeps. Gary Baumgarten, how are you, brother?
I hear you got to play my theme music twice today.
Yes, it is. It was funny. It's like I reached. It was like a clapper. I reached for the phone and it immediately went off. The little light went out. How are you, my friend?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing very well. So you're coming up on it now. Are you filled with melancholy and poignance as you head towards your final day with CNN?
Yeah, it's mixed emotions. There's no question about it.
And so it's now. Today, any word yet on who? Not that anybody could ever replace you or fill your shoes. Any word on the poor soul who's going to have to try in vain to fill your shadow?
Well, nobody has bothered to tell me as of yet. And to my knowledge, no. There's no person yet, but I'm sure whoever it is will do just fine.
Well, you know, it's where we're used to that feeling around here. Things happen. No one ever talks about them. No one ever tells you anything. Out of the loop. It's kind of it's all right. You know, you grow used to it eventually. Let's talk about this. We had this story yesterday, and it's a maxim of the Rick Emerson Show that rumors are always true and denials are always, are always confirmations. We have this former Yonkers, which is a word I never get tired of saying, former Yonkers Mayor John Spencer is denying a report on the Daily News, and the Daily News, for those who do not live in New York City, is the competitor to the New York Post.
Right.
Monday's
less tabloid, although it is a tabloid.
It is a tabloid, but they try to be a little less sleazy, a little less titillating than the Post.
Yes.
He is denying a report that he made and they're calling it a disparaging remark, but it was a little beyond disparaging, and it wasn't just one remark. What he apparently said of Hillary Clinton, "You ever see a picture of her back then? Wow, I don't know why Bill married her." And this is what he's quoted. Now, what is the story? The story is that this guy was sitting on a plane next to a reporter when he said
right,
this.
Just kind of, kicking his feet up, thinking that if he could talk that way in front of a columnist for the New York Daily News, that he wouldn't be taking it down for the record and publishing it in the next day's paper, duh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what goes in your head that you think that you're talking to a guy for a well-known tabloid in New York City where Hillary Clinton is a senator, that this is somehow not going to end up in print. So, so he's denying that he said it, but the thing about the story is there's so many details, and the story is so precise and so exact that it does have the very ring of truth to it.
Right, so, now he's attacking the paper, of course.
Well, of course, because that's what you do, because your only alternative is to admit that you called Hillary Clinton, a cow,
right,
which is not going to work out, because then Bill Clinton's going to have some guys take you out back and break your legs. So that's going to work out badly for you. So, and it seems, he also made some comment about how he believes that Hillary Clinton had a lot of work done. Do you know offhand?
Millions of dollars worth of plastic surgery.
Do you know offhand if that's true? We're sort of big fans of following plastic surgery stories as they regard celebrities. Do you know, has Hillary Clinton ever said that she's had any cosmetic surgery done as she's aged?
No, basically what she did is she joked about it and said, "Hey, you want to look at the scars?" and held her, her neck out and all like that. And she kind of joked. She kind of joked about it and said, you know, I think I was kind of cute back then.
No, you know, she had a certain a sort of bookish appeal. I mean, it's not a knockout, but you know, not a hideously unattractive woman. She had a certain intellectual spunkiness to her, I would say, that probably attracted a guy like Bill Clinton. Because, you know, people can say whatever they want about Bill Clinton being a Lothario and a lech and so forth, but obviously. She was smart, and Bill Clinton, and again, I don't really know, this is sort of my pop armchair psychology, but Bill Clinton seems like a guy sort of studying contradictions, where he probably is attracted to women who are very smart and very sort of strong and independent on the one hand, but on the other hand, he's attracted to just really dumb, slutty trailer trash on the other end of the spectrum, or so it seems.
Where does Monica Lewinsky fall into that?
You know, Monica Lewinsky may have come from a prominent family in Beverly Hills and so forth, but you know what? On the inside, I think that girl's all... That girl, she's got a trailer park in her heart. You know what I mean?
There you go.
That would be my... I think that Monica Lewinsky kind of is on the inside what Paula Jones was on the outside and Jennifer Flowers. Jennifer Flowers is the best example of that. What did James Carville say? James Carville, when that whole Paula Jones thing, Paula Corbin Jones, Carville said, you never know what'll happen when you drag $10 through a trailer park. You know, which is... You know, so
it was a great line anyway.
It's true. So you are, so this company that you're working for now, is this based in New York? Does it require you to move?
Caltalk.com. It's in New York City. And it's located right near Madison Square Garden. So we can buy tickets from the scalpers on our way home and divert ourselves to the Knicks games or the Rangers games.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, it is now Tuesday, which means we are counting down to your final day, which is Thursday. And you know, we're already kind of wishing you well in your new gig. But we will talk to you tomorrow and undoubtedly talk to you Thursday as well as you walk off into the CNN sunset, my friend. So until then, enjoy your afternoon. We will speak to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you.
There you go. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. There you go. Have you made Josh Jackson our MySpace page?
No.
Our MySpace picture? Okay.
Yes.
In just a few seconds here, we'll be rejoined by Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. Let's see. Oh, is this Scott Daly?
Oh,
he can wait.
Oh, you're so mean.
let me get one more here. Aaron, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, I got two more for you, man.
We're talking about the celebrity combos for Sarah's upcoming Halloween party, yes?
Yes, sir. We got SpongeBob Dole.
SpongeBob Dole. And the great thing about that is it'll be even funnier because you should be talking about yourself in the third person a lot. SpongeBob Dole wants you to get off my lawn. All right,
and
excellent.
And we got a Pee-wee Herman Munster.
Pee-wee Herman Munster. SpongeBob Dole is genius, though.
There you go, man.
Sponge.
All I got for you.
No, my friend, that is more than enough, Aaron. That's you. You give, brother. All right, there you go, Aaron. Thank you,
Take
sir.
It easy.
Thank you, SpongeBob Dole. Let's welcome back. There you go. You're all prepared. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from FilmFeverRadio.com. Our good friend Scott Daly. Hello.
Hello.
What's up with you, brother? How are you doing?
How's everyone?
I'm doing
Scott,
fine.
Scott, I'll do better if you step.
Wait, hold
you
on.
You are.
No, we're losing his call. Hi, Scott. How's life?
Life is good. So I understand Sarah was requesting Joshua Jackson to be in the studio.
Here's the thing: I don't even remember how it came up today because I have to tell you. So you had left me this voicemail about this guy from Dawson's Creek that's going to be in town, and it was like, "Hey, Rick, this is
Scott Daly. I don't know if you're a big fan of Dawson's Creek, but I and me just seven on the phone just immediately.
It was like, note to self, call Scott Daly and say thank you, but probably not. Just because, you know, I don't know from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I'm
the
same way.
And so then I come in here today and there's an email from you like, would you like the Dawson's Creek guy? Me like, I don't know, fine, I'll do. There's no knock on you. I mean, I appreciate you trying to get us the hookup, but I was just like, well, who wants to hear about some guy from Dawson's Creek? So
He is not from Dawson's Creek. He's from Cruel Intentions and Scream 2.
And Mighty Ducks. So I emailed, and many telefilms, and so I emailed Scott back this morning. I'm like, I don't know, let me get back to you, which is, of course, like when you ask your mom if you can have a sleepover, and she says, let me think about it, which means no.
Right.
And so I was fully intending just to say, thanks, but no thanks. See, and I'm glad, what would have happened if I had passed?
Oh.
If you had found out like a month from now that I'd passed on having Josh Jackson in the studio?
Joshua.
Whatever, he would have cut my head off. I mean, that would have ended badly. So, I don't even remember how he got onto it today, but, So
the important thing is that we did.
The important thing is that we got a hold of it. So Joshua, I'm going to call him Josh. Josh Jackson, JJ, is going to be in town November 8th for this new Emilio Estevez film.
Is he still available for an interview?
Yes, they are. They're on an interview. He's going to be in Portland on the 8th. He's in town to promote a film called Bobby, which is about the day Bobby Kennedy was shot.
Yeah, that's the movie with Lindsay Lohan in it, too, right?
Yeah, it's got a huge cast.
Harry Belafonte, Emilio Estevez, Lawrence Fishburne, Heather Graham, really.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins, Helen Hunt, Josh Jackson, Ashton Kutcher, Sheila Beef, Lindsay Lohan, William H. Macy, Demi Moore. Are you kidding me? Martin Sheen, Christian Slater, Jacob Vargas,
whoa,
Sharon Stone, Elijah Wood. Really?
Yep,
in a goddamn Emilio Estevez film?
It's about a Kennedy.
Exactly.
That's about a Kennedy.
All these
wants
people
to be
are were actually in the hotel
totally
for some reason or other with Bobby Kennedy.
No, and Tim totally nailed it. It's that every liberal celebrity in the world, it's about a Kennedy. I'm there.
There you go.
It's like when they say a Woody Allen film. It doesn't matter what it is. You're there.
Exactly.
All right. So can you set this up so that Joshua Jackson is in the studio with us?
Is Sarah Dillon sitting down?
Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. It's all set.
Yes!
Is it confirmed? Such a nerd.
I just know from you guys what time you want him there, and he will be there.
All day.
Unfortunately, I will be in Roseburg, so I will not be able to join you for this. But,
you know,
for another celebrity interview.
Yes.
But I want to make sure it happens.
All right, Sarah.
You, so,
hey, well, it's on you, Sarah. You tell him when.
Oh, okay.
This is when. This is 2 weeks from tomorrow.
When do you want him there, Sarah?
We should have him toward the end of the show so I could ask him if he wants to have a drink after.
You want to say 2 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll say 2 o'clock.
All right.
But on the 8th.
2 o'clock.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Joshua Jackson from
actually,
Dawson's Creek.
It's actually 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek in the upcoming film, Bobby. In the studio here. We're going to have him, and he'll probably be in the Tim Riley chair here for part of this.
I'll let him use my headphones.
So he will be like 3 feet away from you, Sarah.
Yeah, be sure to turn down Tim Riley's headphones before I give them to him, though.
Yeah, totally. What if he just looks at you with, like, piercing blue eyes and just gives you an unbroken stare?
Well, this is the Tina Yothers celebrity
chair. This is the Tina Yothers chair. We should totally put Tina Yothers in. The Tina
Yothers celebrity chair.
Tina Yothers celebrity chair. I'm totally calling it that.
And put a lemonade star on it.
Uh-huh. I'm totally calling it that. Tina Yothers celebrity. You know what we ought to have, though? Is we really ought to do...
Tina Yothers Walk of Fame is in the studio. A different star.
We really ought to do something like that. No, we really ought to. We ought to have, like, a section of the wall or someplace where we do, like, a dumb, like, a retarded version of the Walk of Fame. And it would just be like all of the like has been celebrities.
And all the porn stars that we used to have on.
All the porn stars, Don Rickles, Tina Yothers.
Cool in the gang.
Yeah, we really are like Q-listers here. Yeah, totally. Tim Conway.
Scott, you are awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you. No problem. And Rick will be in touch as far as it. But literally before I called you, I just got on the phone with Joshua Jackson's people, and we'll have you guys in at 2 o'clock.
All right. And
how many people does he have?
Sarah thinks he's dreamy. All right. We'll see you on Friday, brother. All right. Thank you, man.
All right.
There you go. Scott Daly, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Are you
excited? He's the new love of my life. Yes.
All right.
I guess you did with Tina Yothers, but I mean, this is a show I've seen every episode than once.
It's not really the equivalent. This is Tina Yothers. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big Family Ties fan. You know, Tina Yothers, you know, she's very beautiful, and, you know, I liked her a lot growing up.
She has good candy.
There's really no equivalent. I'm trying to think of who my equivalent to this would even be. Well, I don't want to get bogged down in this. Here's Tim Riley in the Ministry of Truth.
Well, this is almost as important as what we just discussed, but somebody's selling aluminum siding on people's homes. Yes, metal thieves get on the average, well, more than what they recycle. Apparently, these people are high on methamphetamine and are ripping aluminum siding off of homes.
Where? This is in Southeast, isn't it?
They're not giving the specific address because they didn't finish the job and they might come back.
They're showing these homes where
there's
half
no address
of the...
listed, undated. They're not saying exactly.
So half of the home is uncovered and half of the home isn't. Well, clearly that's in Milwaukee somewhere because where else could you strip half the siding off a home and no one would even bat an eye?
So they're sealing copper wiring from homes under construction, hundreds of sprinkler heads, street signs, parts of bridges. A man was recently electrocuted at a power station trying to steal wire in there. The man who owns this stripped-down home said he was playing tear it down anyway, but he's shocked at this brazen act. Police say desperate meth addicts know that they can get cash, so they're stealing the siding off houses.
I mean, it's not fantastic, but it is a great. It is a great story that they're just stripping. They're like termites,
mm-hmm.
like little human termites. They're just stripping the city of everything metallic.
What type of siding is on your house?
No, my house is painted. My house is it's painted. It's, oh, it's painted. Yeah, it's actually got, well, because it's not mine, because there's a guy who has to take care of it. Like, that's why, one of the reasons I don't own a home, because, you know, I don't want to have to take care of it, paint it, give it upkeep. Something breaks, I call a guy to do it to come and to fix it. Something needs to be painted, I call a guy, he comes to do it. People are now sending me a series of photos of Joshua Jackson. Let's see, doesn't Sarah have a foot fetish? Here's a big picture of Joshua Jackson's feet.
That's
no,
you.
No, I don't have a foot fetish. Let's see. Let's get, where the hell am I going here? Willie. Willie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey.
Hey.
How about these? Here's them. Willie Nelson Mandela.
Willie Nelson Mandela. That, sir, you win a pair of tickets right there for that one. We're having to do these tickets sort of randomly today, but hey, that right there is worth a pair of tickets to houseofmidnight.com. Or to House of Midnight, rather.
Sir.
.com, yeah.
Can you get permission to call the website?
Oh, what is the, yes, yes. It's where the dead girls are. What was the other one?
Sir Elton John Travolta.
Elton John Travolta's pretty good. Yes. No, for Willie Nelson Mandela, no, 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 that's Scotty, let's, please to be giving Willie a pair of tickets to House of Midnight. Yeah, you can find
thank
out
you.
More operating hours, et cetera, at houseofmidnight.com. That's good. Willie Nelson Mandela. And is your actual name Willie?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Willie, thanks for listening, brother. All right, there you go. He's over that other guy's house with the steel reserve, whatever it is. Let's see. Jason. Jason, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a couple of them. First one is Sarah Dylan Klebold.
Oh, that's not right. That's just wrong. Okay, that's hilarious, though. I'm writing it down.
Oh, boy.
Sarah Dylan Klebold. Okay.
How about Buffalo Bill Clinton?
Wait, you're talking the cowboy or the serial killer?
I'm talking about the serial killer.
Of course.
Tuck it between and then whip it out.
I was just... All right, and we have another winner. Fantastic. you've been rehearsing that, haven't you?
A little bit.
Wouldn't you amp me?
I was going to do that, but I couldn't do a good Clinton.
Amp me. All right. I'm going to put you on. The thing about me being kind of just out of it and loopy today is that everything's hilarious. All right, Jason, I'm going to put you on hold. You win a pair of tickets to House of Midnight, the world's most intense Halloween experience. There you go. Good God Almighty. We'll get back. We'll get more of these here in just a few. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Time for the Britney Watch.
Here's your Britney Watch. Oh, it's a double Britney Watch today, too. I've got another half of it over here.
I think I did it again.
Here's the other half of that.
So the TMZ website has obtained a copy of the birth certificate for the latest addition to the Spears/Federline family. And it is now official. It is a boy. The certificate filed today with the L.A. County Registrar Recorder's Office reveals that the boy's name is Jaden James Federline.
How do you spell Jaden?
J-A-Y-D-E-N.
Oh,
kind of a unisex name.
Seriously.
The certificate is signed by K-Fed himself, although a close inspection reveals that the signature is more like printing Daddy Fed inked his name on.
It's just a scrawl.
K-Fed has been taking chances since Jaden's birth. In fact, just last night, the new daddy mixed it up with John Cena of WWE's Monday Night Raw, getting his revenge on Cena with a little slap, but incurred Cena's wrath. Of course, K-Fed avoided any kind of retribution as Johnny Nitro stepped in on his behalf.
Are you really reading this story?
I really am, and I have no idea who I'm talking about.
That's genius.
But I do it well.
Okay.
There was considerable confusion surrounding the birth of Britney's second child. Originally, the baby's name was reported to be Seton Pierce Federline.
Now, that's what we heard, and it was a girl, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, why? I don't understand.
Yesterday, they were thinking it was a girl.
What is it? Are they trying to duplicate the baby Suri thing? Is that what this is? Is they're trying to drum up? Are there pictures of the new baby? Because, I mean, a baby looks like a baby. You don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
A baby.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a dead doll.
The baby
in a blanket.
Have hand rooted hair. Does the baby have lifelike skin? I just don't understand why. This screams Kevin Federline because he's a deeply stupid individual. You can tell just by any interview, because the guy just puts off dumb and waves like so much bad mental cologne. So I don't understand what there is to gain by tricking everybody into thinking the baby's a boy, and then you reveal later on that it's a girl, or, you know, think it's a girl and it's a boy. I don't even understand what you're going to get by that. It's not like the paparazzi's really clamoring for photos of the new Spears baby anyway. Well, all right.
Meanwhile, Britney Spears revealed a big transformation last week. The one-time sex symbol dropped tons of weight, revealing a slim, fit body. The singer also appears to have dropped her wedding ring. Gossips speculate the singer's marriage may be on the rocks after Brits was snapped without that.
Spears and wannabe rapper Kevin Federline have not been seen together in public in about 2 months, reports Perez Hilton. Sources say, tell PerezHilton.com that last Thursday the two were in different cities partying like single folk. On October 19th, Kevin Federline and his pals were spotted at James Sinclair's Element Hollywood. The group went through two bottles of Jack Daniels while admiring the women modeling at the club's Hello Kitty fashion show.
Oh, that's creepy.
Meanwhile, Britney was also enjoying Jack Daniels at Tao in Las Vegas.
All right, so there you go. So Britney Spears soon to be back in the market. Well, that guy, I mean, he's...
It's typical for California women to get divorced after the second baby's born.
Well, and this is exactly what we predicted. We predicted that it would totally make sense that they're getting a divorce because we were talking about this. We said that it was a shame that she'd gotten all sagtastic and flabby and stretchy and whatever, but that would change once she got a divorce, because that's what always happens. Chicks get all hideous and undesirable, and then they dump the guy, and then what happens is especially, how old is she now, 20-something? She's got to be in her mid-20s by now, right?
Brittany. She's like 25.
25, something mm-hmm. like that. So, yeah, I mean, it's happening a little earlier than usual, but that's what always happens. Women get into their late 20s, early 30s, and they dump the guy or they get dumped by the guy, and then they immediately hot up again. So it's that's exactly what's happened there. It would make total sense that the marriage is falling apart because then she's back down to a size 8 or whatever. The next thing, she's going to be getting plastic surgery on those on her womanly, her curb things. Yes, her bosoms, because that's the last remaining piece of that puzzle that needs to be sort of put back into place. All right, there you go. There's your double Britney watch for Tuesday.
Britney, before you go, there's something I want you to have.
You see, my problem is this.
Genius. All right. Hello, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. We'll take a break here. We will come back after this. We got more on the way, including CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. Later on, Dennis Bitzenbarger is going to be here. We got this creepy O.J. Simpson news to get to as well. Oh, and I have good and or terrible Scarlett Johansson news, depending on who you are. That's all on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program, live from Portland. Don't go anywhere.